Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Saturday, April 6th at Keeneland Bluegrass Stakes Day. The Toyota Bluegrass being renewed for the 100th time. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. There is an all-stakes pick four that starts in race seven. We're going to take a look at that, and then we'll go back and give you some thoughts on the sixth race, which is the Grade 3 Commonwealth that kicks off an all-stakes pick five. But Jim, let's jump into this on the seventh race. It's the Grade 2 Appalachian, presented by Japan Racing Association. This also starts the $3 turf pick three bet. And the horse that won the Jessamine last fall, Buku, is making her three-year-old debut in this spot. But this is a tough group. How did you see the Appalachian?
Well, I think Buku is legitimate in here, and she may very well go as favored. Nick Tamaro has Pounce as the morning line favorite at 3-1. But Buku, with the win over the track last year, and obviously by winning the Jessamine, she got a win-year-in spot in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies turf. And she didn't run badly there. She got beat 3 3/4 by some really good fillies, obviously. And now this is her first time out as three, and I think she fits very well here. And I wouldn't be surprised if she wins the race. But there's three other horses in here that I'm considering. One of them is the obvious Pounce, coming off the Here Comes the Bride win at Gulfstream at a mile on the turf. So does that transfer up here? She's 2-for-2 at Gulfstream, 1-for-1 at Churchill. And the only place she didn't win is she tried the synthetic at Turfway, and that didn't work out. So she's actually 3-for-3 2-for-2 on turf and 1-for-1 on dirt. So she's very versatile, and this one fits her like a glove. And she gets enough speed up front, she might win this. So those two are the two obvious ones. With a couple others, Cherie DeVoe takes over a horse, Kairu, which comes over from Ireland, first time North American. The time form ratings are not that great for this filly, but this is not an overwhelming spot for her to try. As a two-year-old, she did break her maiden in a stakes in the first time out, and then came back in a Grade 3 stakes and won that. So she's 2-for-3 coming over here. And Cherie DeVoe is an outstanding, not an unknown trainer. She's getting a better reputation all the time, and she's really a good trainer. So I think Kairu has a shot. And then the other one I'm going to use is Rusty Arnold, who always has his horses ready for Keeneland. Poolside with Slim comes out of the Florida Oaks, where she had the lead at the top of the stretch. She gave it up, got beat 1.25 lengths. Dancing with Dixie comes out of that same race, but I think that Poolside with Slim has a little bit more upside. And cutting back from 1/16, I like that stamina. She showed a lot of speed in her maiden win at Gulfstream on the synthetic. So Poolside with Slim is my price play in here at 8-1, and I'm going to use her with those other three of the pick four. Buku and Pounce, flip a coin between them, maybe a little bit of a nod to Buku.
I went with Buku. I was so impressed with her win in the Jessamine. Loved her that day, and she just blew the field away. And I loved her in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies turf. She had some traffic trouble, finished, I think it was sixth, wasn't beaten that far. And now this is her sophomore debut and training well. And I think she obviously loves this turf course, so I'm going to take a stand with Buku to win here, but I'm going to go deep in the pick four. I'm going to use Grecian Goddess just on the Chad Brown angle. Very impressive win first time out, and now going into a Grade 2 stake off of that. You got Austere for Brendan Walsh, who also ran well in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies turf. So I think she's got a lot of class. Poolside with Slim, that was her turf debut last time in that race at Tampa. If she improves off that, she could be a player. The Cherie DeVoe horse, Kairu, she told me they were actually pointing that horse to the Breeders' Cup, and the horse got sick, and that's why she didn't make it to the Breeders' Cup, and now she's with Cherie. She has great numbers with newcomers to her barn, so I definitely don't want that one to beat me. And then Pounce would be next for me. I'm not as high on Pounce coming off that win last time. I think this is a saltier group for Pounce to tackle here. The eighth race is the Grade 1 Resolute Racing Madison for fillies and mares 4 and up at 7 furlongs. Always a great race, and I think it's a three-horse battle here. I took Red Carpet Ready. I liked her a lot last year, and she came back running as a four-year-old and won impressively down at Gulfstream, 2 for 2 at 7 furlongs. If she improves off that last race, she'll be awfully tough to beat. Alpha Star just missed in the Raven Run here last year, and she'll probably be on the lead, and I think she's going to be tough to catch, certainly. And then Vava beat her in the Raven Run, but when I talked to Cherie about her horses this weekend, she said that they had planned to get one more start in Vava, and it didn't work out, so she thought there's a chance she might need a race. So she's got a great record at 7 furlongs, though, so she certainly has the class that she could win this, but just on the angle that she might be a tad short, I'm going to put her third in here. How about you?
I'm going to use the same three in a different order. I'm going to take Alva Star on top simply because of that positional speed that she has. Vava did beat her last year in the Raven Run, but I think she had a little bit of more of a pace to run at. They went 22 and 46. I think Alva Star gets the lead here fairly easily. Icicles, the long shot for John Ennis, shows some speed at Turfway on the synthetic. I'm not sure that transfers over to the dirt. And I think Alva Star is by far the quickest of the horses. And then it's a fairly small field of 8 horses. And I just think she's going to get positional advantage on the front. So Alva Star is my pick. I think Vava's got a big shot, but I do like the fact that Alva Star does have a race under her belt this year. So that's why I picked her over Vava. And Red Carpet Ready is my third choice. I would not be shocked at all if Luis Saez gets this horse to the finish line first. Again, she needs a little bit of a pace to run at, just like Vava does. Wouldn't surprise me for these three to come down the wire. And I think it's between these three with Alva Star my pick, but I'm going to use all three in the pick four.
And just so listeners will know, this race kicks off a second late pick four that includes the allowance race that wraps up the card. But we're focusing on the All Stakes Pick 4. And the third leg of it is the 9th race, the Grade 2 Shakertown. And it's at 5.5 furlongs on the turf. And you've got Mischief Magic, who won a Breeders' Cup race here in 2022 at this 5.5 furlong turf distance. So she is one of the favorites in here. How'd you see the Shakertown, Jim?
Charlie Appleby, I mean, you always have to look at his horses. And this one comes over, has got a lot of frequent flyer miles the last couple of years between Great Britain and Medan for the Dubai Sprint and then Qatar in February. So would not be shocked if he brings his best race here. Mischief Magic goes 2 for 2 at Keeneland. So I'm going to pick him on top. But I think this race is really wide open. Most 5.5 furlong sprints are at this track. I'm going to use Arzak for Michael Trombetta coming out of the Breeders' Cup turf sprint. Only got beat 2 lengths by No Balls that day in Big Invasion. Has 1 for 1 at Keeneland as well. Won the Woodford last year to get into the Breeders' Cup. So Irad Ortiz takes the mount. Another reason to take that horse. Please. Coppola for Dale Romans, coming off 2 wins at Gulfstream at 5 furlongs and is a 5.5 furlong specialist. Panther Island, Ortiz rides this one, coming off a couple of good second-place finishes at Gulfstream to Coppola. So if you like one, you got to like the other one. And then my long shot play in here, I really think Sousa Summer has a shot in here for Bill Mott. And coming out a race at Fairgrounds. And those Fairgrounds horses that run that turf course down there usually transfer their form up here. This one's in best form of his life and taking a jump up in class to the Shakertown, but 4 for 7 at the distance. And Luis Saez takes them out back from Fairgrounds. And this will be his second time. He's 1 for 1. I think at 12 to 1, he's worth a price in here. So I'm going to take those five. Mischief Magic is my pick, but I would be shocked if this isn't a blanket finish at the end.
I think certainly Mischief Magic is the one to beat in here. That last race, the Group 3 third-place finish, Emirati Anna won that, and that's a really good mare, has been for several years. She ran second in her Breeders' Cup race here at Keeneland a couple of years ago. So that's a really good effort last time, so I'm probably silly to go against Mischief Magic for the win, but I'm going to take Coppola for Dale Romans. This horse flashed some big-time potential last spring, then kind of went off form a little bit. Has won two in a row with high 90 buyer figures down at Gulfstream, and I think maybe Coppola is getting back to her best form and may be able to be a top-notch turf sprinter this year. And so I'm going to take Coppola. I'm going to take Our Shot, who the 10 horse, who has a win and a second at Keeneland. Her 24 debut was on the synthetic at Turfway. That just has the look of a prep for this to me. So I think this horse, who won here and then just missed in a stake last fall, is, I think, really live. Mischief Magic, I'm going to use also. After that, I'd probably go Beer Can Man, but I'm a little leery of him coming off the layoff. He needed that one start last year before he hit his best. And then Arzak, a really impressive winner here last fall. But thinking on Arzak, I'm going to play it from the standpoint that he peaked last fall and maybe won't quite be at that level for this start. So I'm going to, I think, merits certainly respect, but I'm going to leave him off my pick four ticket. Coppola on top. And then I'm going to use Our Shot and Mischief Magic when we get to the pick four. Now we'll go to the last leg of this all-stakes pick four. It's the Grade 1 Toyota Bluegrass Stakes for three-year-olds at a mile and an eighth, the 100th renewal. The race is older than the track itself because it was first run at the old Lexington Association track. The long list of Derby winners that have come out of the Bluegrass could be another one this year. Jim, how do you see the Toyota Bluegrass?
I think this Bluegrass renewal is one of the best ones we've seen in a number of years. I think there are, at the very least, three horses in here that if they win or finish second will be among the top choices at Churchill. And there may be a surprise in here for us. I'm going to focus on those three. And I'm going to take Brad Cox's Just a Touch on top. And I'm crazy picking against Sierra Leone, who's already won a Grade 2 in the Risen Star, and Dornock, who came back and beat Sierra Leone in the Remsen and already has their win in the Fountain of Youth. So I think Dornock is the classiest horse in there from a background standpoint, but Just a Touch in his two races has been incredibly impressive. He won first time out at Fairgrounds on a sloppy racetrack by 4 1/4, came back in the Gotham and did not win, finished behind Deterministic, but gained some experience there. This is only his third lifetime start. He didn't get to the races until January 27th. So Dornock and Sierra Leone have an advantage on him as two-year-olds, but as you know, three-year-olds make a big move in the spring. And I think Brad and his crew are high on this horse. Florent Giroux takes the mount for the third straight time, and I'm going to use Just a Touch on top in here. The other two that I talked about, Dornock, there is no way you can question what he has done. He has three first and two seconds in five lifetime starts. He's on a three-race win streak, including the Remsen and the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth. By all logical means, he should be the favorite here, but Sierra Leone is the 2-1 morning line favorite off that Risen Star win, where if you saw him come down the stretch, I was watching it at home that afternoon with my wife, and I told her, I said, watch Sierra Leone. He was the four horse. I said, just watch the four. And she was amazed at that outside move that he made and mowed him down the stretch, and that's where he comes from. That may not be the preferred move on this racetrack. For that reason, I'm going to pick him third in here behind Just a Touch and Dornock. I'm going to stick with those three. I think that Top Connor for Chad Brown merits a look off his maiden win, but this is a big ask to take on these three horses off a maiden win. And then BU for Todd Pletcher off a maiden win with a 96 buyer. Got to believe that horse, it'd be hard to maintain that jumping from a 73 to a 96 at Gulfstream from 7 furlongs stretching out to a mile and an eighth. So I think it's a three-horse race. I think Just a Touch has just a touch of advantage over the other two.
Yeah, I see it the same way. Two super works for Just a Touch at Keeneland. Other trainers and horse people have been talking about how impressive the horse has looked on the track. Easy winner of his debut at Fairgrounds with big-time speed, then went up to Aqueduct and was a late-running second in the Gotham. Caught sloppy tracks both times, so he should get a fast track here. He might even be better. And the way he's training, if he's able to move forward, look out. Sierra Leone's my second pick. Door knock third. Could easily flip those. But I see it the same way. And it's hard for me to see anybody else winning. Good Money actually picked off the maiden win in the race at Tampa last time, and he ran really well. And so I think he is an improving horse. And at a big price, I don't think he wins, but you know, maybe he could hang around and finish, you know, fill out a trifecta or finish fourth in a superfecta. So that's a long shot look to kind of hit the board that I might get a little intrigued by after he almost won the Tampa Bay Derby. So pick four tickets for the All Stakes pick four that starts in race seven. How does yours look?
Okay, I'm spending $90 just because it's a big day. That's more than I usually give out. But if you like one of those three horses in the Bluegrass, you can single one of them for $30. I'm going to go three deep there. So I'm going 1-5-9-10 with 2-6-8 with 2-3-6-9-11 with 4-6-10. And I believe that's $90.
I have a $67.50 ticket going five deep in the first leg, 1-4-5-6-9 with 2-6-8 with 3-10-11. And then I'm going to go with 4-6-10 in the Bluegrass, $67.50. We need to also talk about the Daily Double. There's a new twist on that for this meet, and we're going to give the folks a Daily Double play of the day. So tell them about the change, and then give me your double.
So we dropped our takeout from 22% on the Daily Double to 15%. And the entire goal is to try to make it a wager that's even more winnable with only two connections rather than a pick four or pick five. It's a good way to get your day started early in the race meet with an early Daily Double that gets you a little more money to bet later. And Daily Doubles are fun, and they're going to pay better. They're going to pay close to 10% better than they did last year with just the takeout chain. And we also hope that it'll be a more even playing field by reducing this takeout. So what I'm going to do is I am going to use two horses in the Shaker Town. I'm going to use Mischief Magic, my favorite for Charlie Appleby. And I'm going to throw in Sousa Summer for Bill Mott at 12-1. And I'm going to do a $20 double with those two on in the first leg back to the six horse and the Bluegrass just a touch. So whatever you want to do, a $5 double, 2-3 with six costs you $10. A $20 double, 2-3 with six costs you $40. But I think that's a good, if you like a horse in the Bluegrass, to key that horse with a race before, and if you know Size's horse wins the first race, that double's gonna pay pretty good, especially with 12-1 in the first leg. So that's my double. What's yours, Tom?
I'm gonna go to the Appalachian and single Buku in the Appalachian, and thinking she's ready off the layoff, and then I'm gonna use the three horses that were kind of a toss up for me in the Madison: Red Carpet Ready, Alpha Star, and Vava. So 9 with 2-6-8. Play a $5 double for $15 there, or 10 for 30. So I need Buku to win to have a good shot to hit my double. We also need to give the folks a little look at the Grade 3 Commonwealth before we close this out, Jim. That starts an all-stakes pick 5 in the 6th. I found a price in there that I like. Bo Cruz at 12-1, the 6 horse. I like the fact that his first race out this year equaled his best buyer figure of last year, and I think that could signal another move forward in this race, and if so, could put him right in the mix. Cuts back from two turns. I like that. Strong pattern of works for this for Al Stahl Jr. So I'm going to try to find a price in Bo Cruz there. I think Minnesota Ready, that 102 buyer last time in the first start for Amos, certainly the one to beat. Ray's Kane is really good at around one turn, really good at Keeneland for Ben Colebrook. So I think he's awfully tough in there, so maybe I'll play Bo Cruz with those two. How do you see the Commonwealth?
Yeah, I thought it was two-horse race. I thought Minnesota Ready and Ray's Kane were the two best horses in here. I see what you mean about Bo Cruz, and the horse certainly has a shot, and the price at 12-1 is very tempting. I would just box those. I would use the two horses if we're going to play a pick five starting off. Ray's Kane, the classiest of the horses in here, was on the Derby trail last year, ran the Bluegrass, but has found a new job at the 7 furlongs. Won the Perryville last year at Keeneland, and then they brought him back in the Santa Anita Grade 1 Malibu, which was too much to take at one time. He's back to a track that he loves. He's 2 for 4. Ben Colebrook loves the meet, Keeneland meet, so I'm going to take Ray's Kane on top. But Minnesota rated at 102 buyer at Fairgrounds last time out when they took him off the turf, and they found something that maybe he likes the dirt a little bit better. So I'm going to use those two. That would be the two that I used kicking off the Pick 5.
Just a fantastic Saturday card. Best of luck. If you can't get out to the track, put funds in that Keeneland Select account. We'll be back for a look at the Sunday late Pick 4 on our next edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.